This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Mourners converged in Minneapolis, Minnesota Thursday to memorialize George Floyd, whose death at the hands of a police officer has sparked international protests on racial justice. Civil rights leader the Reverend Al Sharpton said in his eulogy that George Floyd's story has been the story of black people in America, and that he died not from common health conditions, but from a malfunction of the criminal justice system.
What happened to Floyd happens every day in this country, in education, in health services, and in every area of American life. It's time for us to stand up in George's name and say, get your knee off our necks.
Floyd died May 25th after a white Minneapolis police officer pressed his knee into Floyd's neck, ignoring the African-American man's pleas that he couldn't breathe. Floyd's death has set off several days of sometimes violent protests across the United States, as well as sympathetic demonstrations in several other countries. In the wake of George Floyd's death, lawmakers on Capitol Hill are moving to reform police accountability laws. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
As protesters descended on Capitol Hill, lawmakers worked on what could become one of the most ambitious efforts in years to oversee how law enforcement works. Both the Senate and House are expected to include proposed changes to police accountability laws and training requirements.
Addressing the loss of trust between police departments and communities they serve.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll leave it to the Congressional Black Caucus to give details. Attorney General William Barr acknowledges the lack of trust and says it must change. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA.